AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's been lashing out at allies again, the latest at the Gulf Arab country of Oman. Luke Garrett reports.
Iran said it was working to finalize a joint statement with Oman on a plan to manage shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. Details have previously emerged that Oman and Iran would reopen the strait with ships entering through a route close to Iran and exiting through a route close to Oman without paying fees or tolls during an interim period.
Trump reportedly told a Fox News reporter the U.S. would bomb Oman if it gets in the way. Reporters followed up.
No, I don't think they'd behave very well, but we'd handle them very easily, just like we do others.
With the 60-day deadline for an agreement to end the Iran war expiring, he was asked if he thought things were any closer.
Well, they want to make a deal, but they're not going to make the kind of a deal that I feel is necessary. Look, we're in there for one reason. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. You understand that? Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
Meanwhile, Julie Walker reports.
President Trump has ordered the Pentagon to scale back annual joint military exercises with South Korea as his war against Iran stretches the limits of U.S. aircraft carriers. Trump said South Korea would not help with his war against Iran and cited his good relationship with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
We can't go around and protect all of these countries, especially when they're not there to help us.
The USS George Washington is replacing the USS Abraham Lincoln in the Middle East amid growing concerns about mental health and supply issues aboard the long-deployed Lincoln. The move leaves the Western Pacific without a key military asset as China shows more signs of aggression. I'm Julie Walker.
And kindergarten vaccination rates have declined again, with exemptions reaching a record high. Federal data shows 4.2% of children exempted, mostly for non-medical reasons. This is AP News. A big weekend for some little dogs.
In Lithuania, corgi tails were wagging for the fifth corgi race Vilnius event. Crowds erupted into cheers as the short-legged dog zoomed across the finish line in one of the many competitions. It wasn't just about speed, there was also a costume parade, the smartest nose competition, and of course, the loudest bark contest. Corgi executive Edvina Smiska-Skrinius.
This event is about celebrating the bond between dogs and humans and just having a good time.
The event drew in competitors from places as far as the US and Britain, among others. Jenna Sinesu from the US was there with her corgi, Mr. Corginston.
So much fun. The people here are so nice. The other corgis here are awesome.
The corgi breed was famously a favorite of the late Queen Elizabeth II. I'm Karen Shamas.
More stories at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.